it's all about the relationship. It's about creating what I call a therapeutic environment, an environment that's healing. It's about traveling the journey with your mom or dad, husband, wife, or partner, learning to communicate, learning to do things together. And I think when you can create this environment that's healing, have some fun, engage in meaningful activity and communication, what happens is you help the person feel safe, secure, and valued, almost like you would being a best friend to the person. And it tends to reduce the challenging behaviors and add a lot of quality to your caregiving relationship.
Well, David, can you give us an example of, say, an interaction between a caregiver and someone who has dementia that is reflective of this approach?
Sure. Well, you know, in friendship, Beth, if you and I were having coffee and you make a small mistake, you know, often in good friendship, I don't spend the whole coffee date correcting you and telling you you're wrong or telling you, you know, what to do in terms of life being different. With a best friend's approach to the person with Alzheimer's disease, you learn to have empathy and understanding about what's happening for them. So if mother says, that President Eisenhower, he's doing a great job, you can say, you know, Mom, I like Ike too. Instead of saying, Mother, what's wrong with you? It's not Eisenhower, it's Obama. So and a good example of this best friend's approach is trying to preserve dignity, not argue, not correct, go with them in the moment.
Are there some issues, though, that Alzheimer's patients do get confused about that we have to be upfront with them about? I mean, sometimes a caregiver ends up being the bad guy. You know, you can't drive anymore.
Mother with Alzheimer's, so I well know the challenges of family caregiving. One of the things I always stress is that there's a very contemporary view of Alzheimer's disease that says that we should treat people with Alzheimer's and these other dementias just like we would want to be treated. So, Beth, you raise an excellent point. I try to encourage caregivers to be authentic and to tell the truth whenever they can and whenever it seems, you know, appropriate. So, for example, maybe you have a very close relationship with your sister with dementia, and she says, where's mother? Well, years ago, we would say, oh, just make up a lie and say mom's on the golf course or whatever. But today we've learned, you know, using common sense, of course, you know, maybe it's okay to say, you know, sis, mom died a number of years ago. Isn't that something? Didn't she make the best banana cream pie? And kind of, you know, almost spin the conversation to some happy, positive memories and have that meaningful encounter.
Do you think this approach is different from how a lot of people approach the situation initially, even folks obviously with the best of intentions?
Sure. And, you know, I never like to, you know, label and judge. Goodness knows I made a lot of mistakes, even being a skilled professional with my own mom in the journey. What I try to encourage people to do is, number one, have empathy in this sort of best friends approach, just like I would have empathy for a friend of mine who's having a tough time. Communicate well. Give lots of compliments. Ask the person with dementia even some simple opinions. I used to, Beth, bring my dress shirts and 5 neckties into my mother when she lived in assisted living and say, you know, Mom, I'm having such a tough time with this. Would you help me put my outfit together? You're so good at this. And she beamed and smiled and helped me match the ties and shirts. And even if they weren't the really very good combinations, Beth, you run with it, you know. So you teach caregivers that if you can lighten up, look for some humor, communicate, help this person feel that they have dignity, that they have some choices.